Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Learn Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show, Day Hill Blog Talk Radio. We are the United Community once again for our show. What a blessing of the Lord it is to come and to share, praise God, the word of the Lord. Once again, hallelujah, Lord, the Lamb of God. We praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And a hearty shout out and welcome to each and every one of you that's coming, that has been joined to us, that's listening and following our show. We thank God for you and for your presence as well, and would love to hear from you a little more. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. But a hearty shout out to everyone, praise God, that has been with us, those that are coming in, those that, praise God, and may have stopped by, praise God, inadvertently. We want to thank God for you too. Hallelujah, glory to God. We just praise and thank the Lord for each and every one of you today. A really big shout out to Blog Talk Radio and say thank you as always. Praise God for everything. Praise God, that opportunity to be able to use this platform, praise God, to be able to carry the word out. Hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to continue on our series in which we are teaching, and praise God, on the SOUL series, The Mind, Will, and the Emotions. Of course, as you know, we've been talking about the emotion part of it, and we've been talking a great deal about anger and the other components. God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we're going to, as I said on last week, we're going to kind of switch out just a little bit. We will be revisiting some types and different types of some discussion about with the subject of anger in a later date, because there's so many different other words, praise God, we might say, that words that are listed as synonyms that have similar meaning, praise God, or mean the same to some degree. And we're going to be talking about that as it pertains to anger. For some, we'll cover as they stand on their own in the dealing with the emotional aspects of emotions and the emotional aspects of things. But as it pertains to those other subcategories, we'll be talking about them too, praise God. So we'll be kind of crossing back and forth with regard to this. But today we're going to begin to talk just a little bit about a word that it looks like it should be pronounced Angus, but it's not. It's Unks. And we're going to talk about that. We kind of touched base on that this little bit when we were talking about the anger when we first began that. Now, we're just going to today do an intro by giving the definition of that word, just a couple of statements that we'll make about that word. And then, of course, we'll pick back up and do, by the grace of God, hopefully a full study on our next show. And so be able to run the reference and just kind of give you all what the Word of God has to say about these different emotions, because there are many of the emotions that's associated with this word as well. And so we want to be able to kind of touch base. As I said, we are going to have a whole list, by the grace of God, that's before us, that we want to be able to cover, praise God, as the Spirit of the Lord leads and allows us to do so. And, of course, prevention that we don't have other things, praise God, to try to get in the way or try to block, hinder, or impede. So we are looking at them to keep us in prayer. As we are praying for you, the Bible said, pray one for another. So let us exercise that, praise God, by faith in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for this opportunity to serve, amen, but also to get some feedback and let us know, praise God, if we are touching anything in your life or we are helping you in any way, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. That's always a blessing, and it's an encouraging as well. So we thank God for that, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the music, and we're going to play a few songs and come back. We're going to do a prayer, and then, of course, we'll go on into that intro part, just kind of touch base and let you know what we want to be talking about a little more in depth. Listen and be blessed. Thank you. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Just to talk to you with you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where would we be? Hallelujah. If we could not have that place. Hallelujah. With him when we confess him, we believe, we confess him as Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Desire to make him Lord in our lives. Not communicate with him. Oh my God, have mercy. It's not a good place to be and not a good thing to do. But please, God, when we have that communication, hallelujah, glory to God, we have that ability that we can talk to him, hallelujah, glory to God, know that he hears us and that he answers. Hallelujah, glory to God. We pray and we thank God for that. Hallelujah, glory to God. But there's no greater place to be. Hallelujah, no greater one to have on your side. Trying. The year, praise God, last year, as well as many others I know. Well, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that old rugged cross. Hallelujah. Because of that cross and that holy blood, that hallelujah, that still saves on today. Hallelujah. We do, God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. We thank you, Lord, for this day. And we thank you for what you've done already. And we thank you for what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we lift up our voice of praise, God, giving thanks and praise, hallelujah, glory to God, giving you the glory, giving you all the honor, that hallelujah, glory to God, you so rich. And we thank you, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, because God, you are good, God, a tried and a true God. There is no failure in you. And we thank you from the depth of our heart, soul, and spirit. We thank you for touching us even as we are praying. Today, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless your name for that. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we thank God that as you, my Father, are touching, hallelujah, even me into this hour, in this particular time, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, to touch those that are under the sound of my voice and those that are listening by the airwaves. Father, you know every situation, every circumstance, every condition, every problem, Father God, that they find themselves in. And I'm asking, oh God, that you would reach out and touch them in a very special place where they need you in the name of Jesus. Lord,
that is not just going into the air and falling to the ground as these words that I come out of my mouth, but Lord God, they're hitting your ear in heaven's throne. And Lord God, that you are, hallelujah, glory to God, and your mercy and your grace, hallelujah, glory to God, you are even now prepared to answer prayers, hallelujah, glory to God, for those, Father God, that are calling out your name and calling upon you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in this very hour, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your touch, Father God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you for insight. And Father, we thank you for wisdom and discernment. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we give you praise for it being done now in the name of Jesus. Your word declares those that seek you, they shall find you. And, oh God, those that are seeking you, those that are trying to find their way, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, they were calling upon you, Father God, they still seem to be lost to some degree. Lord God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace that you're reaching down to them people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You're grabbing a hold of them. You're leading them and guiding them in the right direction, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will know your way and they will follow after in the name of Jesus. Taking authority over everything that is contrary wise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, you cut out of both sides. Lord, we thank you now in the name of Jesus for it being done, because they have been seeking us, they have been searching, Father, they have been hurting and going through, Father God, they just seem like they can't make up their mind which way to go, what the problem is that's facing them, they don't understand. And Father God, we know that you understand every situation and scenario, because nothing can sneak up on you. Yes, God, you are always there. You're always aware, Father God, of what it is that is going on, because you know what you have prepared. And Father God, that's what you did not prepare. You know, because Lord God, there's nothing that can be done that you don't know about. And so, Father, we thank you. We praise you now for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to touch the people right where they are. Oh, God, begin to rewrite, hallelujah, glory to God, their lives. And Father God, for those that have made mistakes and feel like they can't come through anymore, they can't get up, Father God, they're just lying by the wayside, wounded, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that you just send your resurrection power and touch them right where they are. Raise them up in the name of Jesus. Do for them what you did for the valley of dry bones in the name of Jesus. Raise them up, oh God, let them connect, Father God, or raise them up into our tremendous army, oh God, for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for it, and I give you the praise for it now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we bless your name and say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For everything that you've done, all you're doing, all that you will do in the name of Jesus, as we seek you and we find you, oh God, and you show us that direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God, those that are praying and hallelujah, Lord God, seeking for houses, they need jobs, they need other things that are, Father God, pertaining to their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for your grace and your mercy to cover them in that area too, Father, in the name of Jesus. We seek those that are praying and asking for finances because they have so many things that are going on with their bills, and Father God, they can't meet those bills. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we think of mercy and grace, in the name of Jesus, over their lives. We think of extended finances, oh God, in Jesus' name, and hallelujah, divine favor. And we give you the praise for it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that everything that is lost, Father God, stolen or misplaced, we think that there's going to be recovery on it in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise for it now in Jesus' name. For you be all the glory, honor, and praise. And we say thank you for the depths of our heart, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus, for your mighty hand, oh God, being upon all who are partakers and receivers of hallelujah, this prayer and the words that are coming out of my mouth in the name of Jesus as they go up on behalf of the people. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we say thank you to our heart, soul, and our spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. More music to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I just want to take a moment again and to just re-elaborate what we are going to be talking about. Praise God. Again, as I said early on, as we continue on with this series, we're going to be talking about that word as I had originally spoken and pronounced it as angus, but it's unks. And I just want to clarify that and what that word is a noun and what it means. It's a feeling of deep anxiety or dread, typically an unfocused one about the human, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, condition or the state of the world in general. Now, of course, again, we are talking about the various synonyms that is pertaining to some of these words, praise God. As we did with anger, we're also going to do that with regard to this word angst. And, of course, we find that in the synonyms it's called anxiety, fear, apprehension, worry, foreboding, trepidation, and, of course, malaise. Now, of course, we have a couple other words over here, a few other words in which call about disquiet or disquietude, and, of course, unease, and, of course, uneasiness. Now, we have all experienced some, if not most, of these emotions at some point in time at another in our lives. Let us not keep on living. I'm quite sure you will have some kind of experience that's going to either remind you of it, or either you're going to experience yourself or know somebody that has gone through or is going through it. So each and every one of these emotions is not something that, okay, it's far off from us. We do experience these emotions from time to time, and even when we don't, we have relatives, friends, or whomever, co-workers, associates, or whatever that may be going through some of these. So it's always good to kind of know what these words are, but also to understand the meaning of those words, but understand what the word of the Lord has to say about these words. And that has been our primary focus, you know, from the time we began the series on talk about, and even with our other series, we're talking about different words and different phrases or different situations or whatever, but it's always been what does the Bible have to say about it. And, you know, there's one thing, just kind of talk a little bit about anxiety. We, the Bible tells us not to be anxious for nothing, but we have to make a supplication. So we're going to talk, and we're going to be dealing with that subject. And, of course, he's telling us not to worry about, you know, our necessities, too, because, again, he says that tomorrow is sufficient for itself. So I'm kind of paraphrasing, but we're going to be talking about that. These are all scriptures that we're going to, and Jesus has given us a really great instruction and instructiveness that he said unto us that, in the word that we are to come to him, you know, come and give him our burden. So, you know, he said his burden, his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He said, come unto him, all you that are heavy laden, and then he will give us rest. And more often than not, we don't take the time to do that. We would rather go about worrying, you know, going into anxiety, and there are different types and levels of anxiety. So we want to be talking a little bit about all of that. And that word, who would ever thought that it extends from that word angst? And, of course, it's not a word that we hear or a word that we are used to or maybe or even somewhat familiarized with. But nevertheless, it has, I mean, very, very, very definite and penetrating power that then it just shows you the power of words and the words that they are connected to. And the Bible tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So we understand that words have power. Words are not just a communicative, that there's more to that than just that. So we are going to be going back into that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about it, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and of course running scriptures, that is where we are planning to go with regard to that. So we want to invite you to come back and to join with us, praise God, as we continue on with these teachings, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, because these teachings are very meaningful, praise God, and they're very applicable in our lives, not just individually, but as our family and friends and associates, co-workers, and all of us, praise God, at some point in time and another. So we thank God for this opportunity to be able to teach and to be able to share, you know, on that. Now, we're going to get into back into a few more songs, and we're going to come back in just a little bit. Listen and be blessed. Thank you. Commitment this. We want to encourage you to ask God, praise God, take a time out, ask Jesus to come into your heart, to forgive you of your sins, to wash you, cleanse you of anything that you are doing, have done, or will do, praise God, by faith. Hallelujah, glory to God, and save you to the utmost and fill you with his precious Holy Spirit and giving you the empowerment to walk through, hallelujah, glory to God, these storms of life that prevail against your life in Jesus' name and have eternal life. Until next time, God bless you again. Come back by the grace of God and be with us. You pray for me, I'll pray for you. Hallelujah, glory to God, as we continue on this journey. Amen. Thank you again, and God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to close on out with music. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. We're grateful. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Father.